What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Serial Hustler Podcast. I'm just getting my day started. I am fully rested, getting some caffeine in me. I got some eggs in me. And I think I'm going to go outside and go for a walk. And today is basically just about taking care of myself. Just because I feel like my body needs it and I want to listen to my body. It's not something that I've typically done in the past. But as I get older, I realize the benefit of like kind of just taking it slow, because if you're just tunnel visioned and you're just focusing on like work, no sleep, not drinking water, not working out, it catches up with you and you're sluggish and you're not thinking clearly and you're more prone to making mistakes and you're not as focused. So what's the point of doing that? You know, like it's going to cost you money in the long run and it's going to take a toll on your body. And that is essentially how burnout happens. So we don't want that. We definitely do not want that. We want to be the best versions of ourselves. Not being cheesy or anything, but, you know, what's the point? What's the point of running yourself into the ground? So that is my stance. Let's see what else I did. I'm not sure. I don't know if this makes me still a vegetarian or not, but I did consume salmon last night. I think it's actually called being a pescatarian, just eating seafood but no other meats. I don't think I'm going to do it again. I really enjoyed it. I've always loved salmon. It was super delicious. Had some homemade mashed potatoes, and it was good. However, I don't think I'm going to do it again, because it was the first time I initially thought that the reason why I wasn't eating meat was because of health reasons and mental health reasons. But after eating it, I didn't feel good. Like I felt like this, I'm eating a fucking carcass. So I don't think I'm going to do that again. As much as I love salmon, seafood is very delicious, but you know, you have to do the best thing for yourself and for every other living being on this planet. And in addition to that, I keep on being tested. I was checking my email earlier this morning and I noticed that there was a email from Favor and they were saying something like, who doesn't like free Chick-fil-A? And I was like, man, you guys gotta wait until I'm a vegetarian to run that promo. I love that promo. I would wait impatiently for that promo. And I mean, there was times when I got Chick-fil-A twice a day. But not anymore, unfortunately. As much as I love Chick-fil-A, I don't know. It's not going anywhere. And if I do decide to eat meat one day, there's a Chick-fil-A right down the street from my house. But right now, this is what I want. And I do think that it's noble and there's something to fulfilling, like being a completer. That is super important and it's something that I really want to get better at. Because there's some people that they'll pick a million things like, ooh, I like this, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like this. And that's all fine if you can complete all those things, but most people can't. There's only 24 hours in the day and you gotta sleep at least 8 hours. And you probably have to work. You have family obligations. So I think just minimizing what you want to focus on, that's something that I'm trying to get better at. I mean, I'm not even working. I'm working for myself. And I still am like, man, like, why can't I get more hours in the day to get all this stuff done? But, you know, we're all given an equal amount of time to work on what we strive to complete. And I think less is more. I think focusing on like one thing as opposed to five different things is the way to do, because you're more likely to complete those things. So that is what I'm doing. The thing that is most important that I get better at is reselling. In addition to that is marketing, because both those things synergize together. And if you are good at marketing and you're a reseller, you're going to be unstoppable, and I'm pretty sure you're going to make way more money if you know how to market your, like, for example, if you opened up a Shopify store, you got to know how to market that. Like, you have to know how, it's basically, Shopify is a platform where you make a website on. It's like WordPress, like Wix, you make a website, but they're not going to just, it's not like eBay, where eBay has a brand and there's already people on the platform, or like Amazon, you know, where they have a presence and there's people that are on there buying stuff. Nobody is going to know about your website when you start out on Shopify. You have to market it. So that's what are the two, those are the two most important things that I want to focus on and get better at. So yeah, that, and then just taking care of myself and trying to be healthy so I can complete both those goals that I've set out for myself. But yeah, I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Please check me out on Instagram. It is The Serial Hustler. Check me out on Twitter, Serial Hustler, The Serial Hustler. And then on Facebook, it is Travis Allen Roundtree. Peace out, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.